This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state law reduces the sentences for some people in prison for earning a college degree or credential. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
The bipartisan measure applies to people serving time for nonviolent felonies. They could reduce their time by 1 year for finishing a bachelor's or associate's degree, 18 months for a master's degree, and 2 years for a PhD. 5 Colorado universities will participate in the program. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has named a longtime sustainability staffer to run the city's climate office. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Elizabeth Babcock has been appointed the acting executive director for Denver's Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resiliency. Most recently, she served as a deputy director of Denver's climate office. For the last 12 years, Babcock has helped the city and county develop various climate, energy, and resiliency programs, including the 2020 sales tax ballot measure that funded the city's climate office. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The federal government is suing a Colorado agribusiness, arguing that it let sexual harassment go unchecked and retaliated against female employees. CPR's Megan Verlee.
According to the suit from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Midwest Farms, which operates in eastern Colorado, took no action after female employees reported a male manager for coming into their dressing room unannounced. They also say a different manager made sexual propositions. The suit alleges two of the women who made complaints were forced out of their jobs. The EEOC is seeking policy changes and compensation for the female employees. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's cooler across Colorado with highs today in the 50s and 60s and getting a little warmer again by the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.